KN4 RJN, signal check, please. KN4 RJN, signal check, please.
JN, this is KK4 JBQ, and you sound great. 7-3.
KN4 RJN, hey brother, how you doing?
John, I've been on the mend for a while, and I'm feeling better today than I did yesterday. I guess that's the best thing you can say about being on the mend.
This is KN4RJ. And Larry, what are you on the mend from?
A little patch of COVID. I'm afraid Donna had some friends that gave it to her, and she passed it along.
This is KN4RJ. And well, it's the gift that keeps on giving. What can I say? I'm glad you're feeling better. How's Donna?
Picked up pretty much right away. She's, I think she's had mild bouts with it before. I had not been impressed with it myself. And maybe that's why it hit me a little harder. And it's still got a fang or two in me, you know. And I am improving every day. This is the path I like to be on, improving every day. KK4 JBQ.
This is KN4 JN. Well, Larry, I hope you're doing better. I apparently are. Hope it gets its fangs out of you soon. Give Donna my best. And so are you going to pontificate profusely this evening or no?
That's my rub. I'm okay just to, you know, walk about, and what I do mostly these days is look for things, John. We have lived in this home, and you might appreciate this particular point of view. We have lived in this home for 25 years, and the longer I find that the longer I live in a place, the more cluttered it gets, the more disorganized, the harder it is to find something you know you've got two or three of, you know. Some folks have their cure for that is to just buy another one, you know. One is none, two is one, three is two, you know. And, you know, that's one approach to solving a problem. But I'd rather think that it makes more sense, at least for me it does, to keep looking. So I spend a lot of time doing that. I get an idea to do something, know I've got the parts and pieces, but they are not anywhere near one another. And we have about five different places where I might have a toolbox, so finding a tool is one thing that I have a problem with. And then getting started with the materials that I have collected to make something that's useful, you know, it all just drags out into days, and sometimes I keep this thing on my mind for 2 weeks before I give up. Awful, just awful.
This is KN4RJ. Larry, I know that issue all too well. Invariably, when I go to look for a particular item, tool, piece of something, whatever, that I know, just as sure as, you know, grass is green, I know I have it, and I cannot find it, and it's aggravating as all get out. But and it's even worse with, you know, the longest I ever lived in one house was 7 years, and, you know, 20 years in the Army, I moved almost 15 times, I think. And since I got out of the Army, I've moved, you know, 3, 4, 5 times, but which makes it hard because stuff gets packed, you know, last minute packing stuff just goes into a box, you know, stuff, and trying to find out where it is now. And I know I had that 2 or 3 moves back, but I can't find it now, type thing. So yeah, I know that that level of frustration from a different angle, but I know that level of frustration. I know I've got it. I know I've seen it. I've laid my hands on it. I've laid my eyes on it. But for the life of me, I can't find it now, and that just aggravates the bejesus out of me when I can't do that. And it's like, yeah, and I'll hang on to that bone and chew on it for forever. And then finally decide to go buy one of whatever it is I need. And the day after, invariably, I buy something, I find the one that I had. You know, so, yeah, I hear you, brother.
You make a good point there. I don't know why that occurs. It is a truism, however, that if you break down in total frustration, maybe there's a time factor. Maybe it's not your time factor, and you're meeting someone else's desire or need. So you just go out and you replace it. Replace something you've already got. Makes no sense, but you can't put your hands on it, so you don't really have it, do you? And then the day after, like you say, at least within the next 3 or 4 days, that sucker turns up. And I suppose if one were to analyze exactly why you found it where you found it, what makes that the home that it's lived in since you touched it last, and then kind of reverse engineer that whole smear, you'll come up with what is probably a good plan. That you've heard this, of course. Everything has a place, and everything in its place, please. You know? That's easier to accomplish in your mind than it is in the real world. I worked in several shops in my lifetime, and boy, you just can't get a day's work done if you're constantly looking for a tool. So everything has a peg to hang on. Everything's in a related place or in an appropriate place. You don't have to go looking for the big stuff. It's always the little things, you know. You don't have to look for a compressor, for crying out loud, but inflator tip on your compressor hose to something that is different, you know, like just an air nozzle. Well, you better have put that in a place that's close by the compressor, at least. There's a means by which to cure this. But it's an awful pill. It must be. People don't like to take it.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, usually the next day, but sometimes it's 2 or 3 days. My theory is that when you go out and buy a new one, the other one decides to come out of hiding so it can say, "Hi, how are you?" to the new one and make a new friend, as best as I can figure it out. But, yeah, what I hate is when I put something somewhere where I know I will be able to find it next time and then forget where that is, you know, and I'll tell my wife. I said, "I can't find it." She said, "You put it where you wouldn't lose it, right?" I said, "Yeah, that's it." And invariably, it that location, for whatever reason, disappears out of my memory. And, you know, I thought, and then I'll find it and I'll say, "What idiot put that there?" And she said, "I believe that was you." I said, "Well, yeah, of course it was." Oh, but anyway, yeah, I hear you. Well, we've got, 10 minutes here before the net starts. What else is happening in your world there, Larry?
Well, I guess I could mention a case involving what we've been talking about. I have a hard disk drive in an enclosure. I took it out of the computer. The computer wasn't serving me any longer, but the disk drive was, you know, still working right along. And the case that I put it in had USB-A. No, I'm sorry. Had USB-B on the case. And, of course, it plugs in the computer with USB-B. If you understand that terminology. And I can't find one of those in the house, and I know there must be 10 of them in various places. Just recently, I cleaned up where I keep most of my my toys, you might say. Donna has a room for her toys. When I did this, the impetus was to straighten out the power cables. I had two places on either side of a desk. One on the those things were carrying a 15-amp circuit, you know, just a bedroom taken over, so you know it's wired for 15 amps. There must have been 25 to 30 amps of draw if everything was turned on at once. And I thought, that's bad. That is dangerous bad. Don't want this wiring to catch fire inside the walls. This can't happen, of course. So I just decided that I would take all of that stuff out of there, touch at least everything once. And as you might imagine, I found a lot of stuff that you might use the word legacy. You know, what it, the thing that plugs in is not anything that I've used in 2 years. So it doesn't need to be plugged into anything. It could be nicely put away and sought out, put away and lost, you're saying, I know. But you could seek it out if you need it, you know, and plug it into a circuit, not have everything so overloaded. And all those cords, they just get in there and make a mess with one another like worms, you know, just a stack or just a pile of worms. I got that cleaned out so nifty. And in doing so, I've lost a few things by straightening things up. This is the other pointed side of that. KK4JPQ.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, there is that too. My issue is I'll go to, you know, look for something and look everywhere where I think it ought to be. And while I won't find that, I'll find something that I was looking for 6 months ago and went out and replaced it. And then, you know, or I needed it for a particular thing I was doing, and I managed to work around it and get done what I needed to get done, and then I find that tool or that piece of hardware or that piece of equipment or whatever it was that I was looking for 6 months ago, and it pops up. That's the I never actually replaced it. I made do with, you know, something else, and then I find it, and I thought, that's the way that is. And then I put that where I, you know, won't lose it, and so it disappears again. So it's like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I was looking for I forget what it was. I was looking for a power cord or a cable or something, and I've got a bag that's just filled with old cables and power cords and stuff from old computers and whatnot. I went through that bag and pulled every piece out of it, and it wasn't in there, but I found a half a dozen other things that I'd been looking for, you know, 6 months or a year ago, and it's like, well, that's where all that stuff was. But, yeah, invariably, if I straighten, you know, I've been wanting to straighten up my garage for, you know, forever, and since we moved in, because stuff just went in a box and got shoved on a shelf, and it hasn't come out of the box yet. I go rummaging through the boxes every once in a while looking for something. I've got to get this stuff organized so that I can find things, because this is just aggravating as all get out, you know. And it's, you know, in order to do that, I got to back both cars out of the garage and leave the garage door up so I can breathe. And it's got to be not too hot, and it's got to be not too cold. And that hasn't happened, you know, when I had the energy to do it. So, yeah, I hear you, brother. Well, anyway, we better get off here. We got about 5 minutes to net, so I'll say 73s. Give my love to Donna, and I hope you get to feeling better there, brother. KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Nice to talk with you for a little while. Just to put a point on it, I think what we've been talking about is why people give us the name Mixer Fix It, or, we'll just leave it there. Mr. Fix It. A disparaging term sometimes. You take care, John. It's good to talk with you. and I hope you'll be adding to the net tonight. I'll be here for a little bit, but I'll leave some space for you. KK4JPQ, standing by for net.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location tonight is in Edgewood, Kentucky, about 10 miles south of Cincinnati, Ohio, brought to you by Echolink. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet, this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. Nothing heard, so we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. Tonight we're going to start with the pre-net check-ins before we go to Echolink and then off to the RF section. Okay, starting with the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome K4XMR, that is Mel and Prosperity, and then W2AMD, that is Drew in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome W4FCM, that is Fred in Traveler's Rest, along with N4IEI, Isla in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome N4JRB, that is Jim in Greer. Then we'd like to welcome K4OSH, that is Patrick in Malden. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock.
Okay, Lee, Duncan, you dropped out. You still in there?
Yeah, Gary, maybe this Echo Link maybe timed me out. What was the last thing that you heard? All right, I copy that. So we'll continue on with the pre-net check-ins, and thanks, Gary. So after Andy, we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, and then KI4LJG, that's Bob in Greensboro, and then KA3WPP, that's Howard in Piedmont, and then KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson, and then KV2BYQ, that is Dave in Easley. So that is it for the pre-net check-in. So let's move to the Echolink. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November. Papa landing via Echolink. Greenville, in and out.
KO, please check in. Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November. John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KG4WNP, that is Landon in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight. Hope you're doing well. Then we'd like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit. And I have you down for a comment, so we'll be back to you. All right, let's move on to the RF section. Tonight being Monday night, it is Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
P. November 4, Hotel, Hotel, Charlie. N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
For JKV. You check in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform. November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Nelson, in Greenville, around Spartanburg, negative and negative. Over.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4HHC, that is Warren in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Warren. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4GUN, that is Nelson in Greenville. on your way to Spartanburg. Be careful out there on the roads, and thanks for checking in. Any other stations echo through a hotel, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now let's move on down the alphabet to India through Lima. I through L, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
JKV. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Love you.
JKV. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
4, JKV. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Thank you for coming up with a unique way to do it. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a short comment. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that is James in Tuxedo. Sounding good tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. And Sid hosts the net every Sunday night on the Bearwalla Mountain Repeater. That's every Sunday night at 8 p.m. That frequency is 146.640 with a tone of 91.5. He'd love for you to check in. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, that is Larry, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4. MFK, and they're down there in Greer, and I have you down for some comments, Larry, so we'll be back to you in a moment. Any other stations, I through L, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move down the alphabet to Mike through Papa, M through P, call KO4JKV.
Hello. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both P negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter. She's in West Shoals. She'll be negative and negative. And her call sign is Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. That's Michelle.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that is Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and they're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, she'd like to check in their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, down there in West Shoals. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lorena. Hope everything's going well. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Moving down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Good evening. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. That's Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan tonight, headed home to Moore. No traffic, no comments.
KKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Duncan, and thanks for calling the net, and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hey, Rusty.
4JKV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. I'll meet negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
What's JKV? Kimbo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. That's Bill and Calpin. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome WU2T, that is Rusty, and you're calling in from Duncan on the way to Moore, so be careful out there on the road. Thanks for checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome N0TR, that is Tom and Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. Good to hear you tonight, Chris. And then KK4TRJ, that is Bill and Cal Penn. Thanks for checking in tonight. Sounding good tonight. Let's see. I may have already asked, but let's give one more call for Q through T. Q through T, call KO4JKV.
KV. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Grable. Negative and negative. Thank you for being here tonight, bud.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome K4ROW, that is Richard in Greenville. Sounding good tonight, Richard. Thanks for checking in. Let's see. Okay, we're at the bottom of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu. U through Z. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters U through Z, call KO4JKV.
For JKV. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, 2B Determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in southern Greenville County. B negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta. Jan in Traverse Rest, but I'm actually out mobile tonight. 73's to everybody. I'll be in and out.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome, let's see, K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. And then we have K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County, along with KQ4TBD, that's Angela. So thanks for checking in tonight. And then we'd like to welcome K4UBD, Jan. And mobile down there and Traveler's Rest. So be careful out there while you're driving. And thanks for checking in tonight. Okay, any other stations? Uniform through Zulu. Call KO4JKV or Net Control. This is KO4JKV with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now it takes us to the top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
K-E, Wayne in Simpsonville, just listening tonight.
Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Delta, Zulu, Sierra. KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV. Good evening, Mr. Duncan in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4AKE, that is Wayne in Simpsonville. Thanks for stopping by tonight, Wayne. Then we'd like to welcome KO4DZS, that is Scott in Pendleton. Good to hear you tonight, Scott. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That is one of our net controllers, Gary. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, and they're down there in Easley. And Gary, thanks to you and Patrick for being on standby in case my experiment for running the net tonight went south. So 7-3 to you, and thanks for all you do. Okay, let's give another shout. Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, let's open it up to the alphabet. A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKA. This is Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan. Thank you for holding it, sir.
KO4 Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's one of our net controllers, Patrick. And Patrick's in Penrose. And, yeah, thanks again, Patrick, for all that. And good to hear you tonight. And I do see an Echolink station pop up. So Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale. I apologize for not being more timely. Negative and negative.
Number 4 Echo Delta Whiskey. Ed in Brevard. No traffic. No comments. I'm just monitoring.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome KO4WTQ. That is Greg in Fort Lauderdale. And you're just right on time for me. It doesn't matter if you're late or early. As long as you get checked in, that's all we want. So thanks, Greg, and hope the weather's doing good down there in Florida. Next, we'd like to welcome N4EDW, that is Ed in Brevard. Good to hear you tonight, Ed. Hope everything's going well. And let's see, let's give another call all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Call KO4JKV.
JKZ. Now, Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome KQ4HLZ. That is Benson and Marshall. Great signal all the way from Marshall. And Benson, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of antenna are you using there?
Homebrew quarter wave ground plane.
Roger that. Well, it is doing an excellent job all the way from Marshall. So good to hear you, and you always have a nice strong signal. All right, next we'd like to welcome W4FHJ, that is Gene in Taylors. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. Well, nothing heard. This is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. Tonight on the stump, we have two for Rag Chew, and the first is KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit. How are you doing tonight? Call KO4JKV.
JKV, this is KN4RJN. Doing fine this evening, Duncan. we just got back from a trip up to International Falls, Minnesota. Went up there to see dark skies and watch portion of the meteor shower. It was cold, it was rainy, it was cloudy up until the last day, and then we went out on a boat out in the middle of a lake, of one of 10,000 lakes up in Minnesota, and oh wow, it was dark and the skies were clear, and it was pretty cool. So anyway, let me tell you what's going on in the sky here this evening. Give me just a second. This is KN4RJN. The sun has been kicking up its heels again. And there's a number of solar storms and coronal mass ejections headed in our direction. And we have a 75% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout over the next 3 days, and I think that's actually going to extend in through the rest of the week. And even a 30% chance of a strong or greater radio blackout. So it's probably going to be noisy. This, of course, only affects the daylight side of the Earth, but it's going to be noisy and it's going to be a little tricky over the next few days. So it's one of those things the sun does, and just kind of have to live with it. But be advised that it's going to be a little staticky from probably for the rest of the week and possibly into next week. But anyway, meteor showers, the Perseids actually peaked today at noon, unfortunately. But it is still quite active, and if you go out this evening after the net and after midnight, look to the north and the whole northern sky, northeast to northwest. Get yourself a lawn chair or a blanket, lay back in your favorite beverage, and just let your eyes adjust to the dark. Turn out all the lights that you can turn out, and watch the northern sky, and you'll probably catch a few. Moon will set, it is in its first quarter, but it'll be down or close to the horizon by then, so it shouldn't wash it out too bad. So if you get a chance, go out and do that. If you don't have to go to work tomorrow, like I don't, lay out there all night and watch the meteor shower. If you have to go to work, well, don't spend quite that much time. Other than that, what's up right now? The Perseus constellation, for which the Perseids are named, is just now breaking the horizon in the north. And so by midnight, he ought to be fairly high in the sky. And the moon will be down. The moon's about high noon right now, so it'll be down here in a few hours. So if you get a chance, go out and take a look at that. Other than that, sir, I will send it back to you as soon as I find the right button here. There we go. Back to you, sir.
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, that sounds good, John. Good information. And I have a feeling I might be staying up a little later tonight. I don't know what the cloud cover is like, but since I am kind of close to a city, I don't know if that's going to help. But I'll stick my head out anyway. But I think last time you mentioned something about a partial or a big radio blackout. I think it was last Monday, and you were definitely right, and especially today. I was on the road all day today, and I had my FT-891 with a ham stick on top, and I drove for 6.5 hours and tried. I made one contact, hunted one Parks on the Air Park, but the bands were really, really brutal. And what I could hear, I could barely make it out. So, you know, if it's bad news for the next few days, it's nothing new. Back to you.
It is, KN4RJN. Yeah, if you go to Space Weather Woman, there's a link to it off of my QRZ page, and watch some of her podcasts, and she'll show you some amazing graphics of, they've got satellites on the far side of the sun that take the backside, and they watch all the stuff that's happening on the backside that's rotating around towards us, and she's been watching this for a while, and there's a whole bunch of nasty things going on there, filaments, sunspot aerial holes and all kinds of stuff that are rotating around, and there's been about, oh, I forget, there's like 5 or 6 or 7 storms headed our direction. I checked the geomagnetic storm on the report, and it and I have never seen it. There's a KS scale and then there's a G scale, and the KS scale has to get up pretty high before it even hits the G scale to make it, you know, something worth watching or worth concerning about. And we're hitting G1s, G2s, and G3s on the geomagnetic storm, and even the solar radiation storms are running a little high. So there's also an aurora forecast. You can go to my QRZ page, look for the aurora forecast, and watch that and see. And the aurora is actually coming down fairly far down. It's not coming down like it did in May, but it's hitting northern Indiana, northern Illinois, all of the upper states, you know, across Montana, Wisconsin, Michigan, all the way over into, you know, New York and Maine, coming down way farther than what it usually does. So anybody in high latitudes has got a good chance of getting some neat aurora pictures if they're into that sort of thing. But yeah, the sun's it's in its maximum right now, and it's going to be kicking up its heels for a while, so daytime radio is going to be a little noisy and a little staticky and a little difficult. So it is what it is. There ain't a whole lot we can do about it, but grin and bear it. Back to you, sir.
KN4RJN, this is KO4EK. Well, that sounds good, and yeah, it seems like ever since the eclipse a few months ago, everything just, it's been one thing after the other. So I'm hoping after the next week or two, everything is just hunky-dory and just doing good. But, yeah, I'll poke my head out and this evening and see if I can see anything. That would be pretty neat. But, and yeah, I look forward to the next time. I think this is my last money this month. I did notice that I think the club might be looking for someone to take over the other Mondays, so maybe I could be available every Monday. I'll have to check with my cabinet and see if I'm available before I throw my hat in. But always good to hear you. Anything else?
This is KN4RJN. No, sir. I'll back on out of here. I know Larry's waiting in the wings there to pontificate profusely, so I will say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Nothing heard, so let's see what's on Larry's mind. KK4JBQ, how are you doing this evening, Larry? Call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thank you for calling the net and bringing us together tonight. I spent most of the day playing hide-and-seek. I played both parts. That is to say, I hid things from myself and I stalked them a few days or a few weeks later. I spoke with John before the net began about this very thing. The longer you live in a place, and we've been here 25 years, the more little cubby holes are created. The stacks of things get higher if you have any place in your home closet or, you know, where things tend to stack, it gets higher, and of course the things on the bottom are the, one would naturally think that those are the older things that you've touched. So when you go looking for something that you've not been able to find for a week, you finally decide to take the things off the bottom, looking through everything there, and then stacking it up in the same order. I don't know if that's the correct thing to do because I really have not had much success in hide and seek, playing that with myself. I'm looking for a cable. Now that this is, this can't be confused with other cables, as you might imagine. Most people in our hobby, or certainly that are in, any hobby that involves electronics, you have interconnecting cables of all kinds of, you know, carrying all sorts of signals or electrical impulses of every kind. And maybe there's one, just one, that's unique. You never saw another one like it. Maybe it had three ends. I ran across one of those today. Two USB-2s and a USB-C. Well, darn, I've never seen anything else like that, and I don't know what that belongs to, and I'll not be able to find it when I when I have a need for it. Anyhow, it has been frustrating. I have a hard drive extension cable is what I'm looking for. It's USB-2 or some that awkward on both ends. And I need it to be something around, 6 or 8 feet. I can't find one that's 2 inches long. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 meter den. Well, I understand the struggle with losing things, and usually I'm at the age where if I lose something, I lose something in a really, really dumb way. Let's say I'll look for my keys or something, and it'll take me half the day to realize that for some reason they're in the butter tray inside the refrigerator. So, yeah, don't ask me. So I don't know if I can be much help finding that cable, but maybe I can pick your brain a little bit. Is this cable something that you haven't seen in a long time, or is this something you had in your hand earlier today and now you can't find it? Over.
It would be the first suggestion, not the second. I mean, if I've had my hand on it today, my memory hasn't gone completely shot. Come on, Duncan. It has taken me, I'd say a month, maybe 4 weeks. Since I have seen a cable close to what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for, gracious, I haven't seen it in maybe 2 years. Another thing is that happens that compounds this whole issue is that most of the things I own have been in the world a long time, just like me. So they've had a long time to slither and get into places, you know, like the keys in the refrigerator. Oh, Lordy. Yeah. Well, that's a good one that's a good one, Duncan. Really a good one. You have to tell me how that... I'll just stop right there and ask you, how did that happen? KK4JBQ.
ZD?
I think it's just part of my personality. I have a way of, I don't know. I'm pretty organized. If I have, like, say, a cable that was going to a specific hard drive, like you're describing, and I was going to store it, I'd do something like put it in a baggie, label it with a Sharpie, and tape it to the hard drive. And the same with screws and mounting brackets, I'm pretty good. So if I were to lose something like a cable like you're describing, it would drive me crazy. And I do lose a lot of things like that. But I'll lose these days. I don't know if you use Bluetooth earbuds, but I'm always losing Bluetooth earbuds and buying them. I'm glad they're cheap these days. But yeah, I wish there's a way I could help you find that. But I don't know. But yeah, if you're asking me how could I lose something in such a way, it's just been me ever since I'm a kid. Back to you.
I'll tell you another thing about someone who lost something in the refrigerator, but before we go any further, you have a check-in. I tried to jump in there, maybe not realizing that the net control tonight is not exactly sitting in front of his radio. So go ahead, call for a check-in there, Duncan.
Right, thanks, Larry. Let's find that check-in. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. And I apologize if you got stepped on because I'm running the net through Echolink. So there is a considerable delay. So check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo Niner Zulu Delta, KE9ZD, Jim from Hartwell, Georgia, and I have USB cables.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. We'd like to welcome KE9Z Delta. That is Jim in Hartwell, Georgia, making a nice trip from Georgia. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe you have I have a lot of USB cables, too. And Larry was talking about a unique one. I do have, like, a big USB to two small micros for something odd. But I don't know if there's a special one that... Larry, you might need, and maybe Jim might have. So, Larry, maybe describe what you are needing again.
This is KK4JBQ. I appreciate the offer. However, I know I've got 10 of these things in the house. And after a period of time, it becomes a challenge to get things right. I mean, I can go around and be wrong about something for a while, but then, you know, it starts wearing on me. And I will, it's something to conquer, you know? I mean, so a challenge to myself, perhaps. But Duncan, I was going to say another something that was unusual found in a refrigerator. Once upon a time in my life, I was a jeweler, ran the repair department in our store, and so I took in a great many items across the counter that needed to be repaired in one way or another. So a lady comes in, and she's got a little paper bag in her hand. I see this frequently, so it doesn't alarm me. So she touched, and I've got a pad that I move over on the top of the display case's glass, and things can roll off of glass. So I had this little tray kind of a thing, little shallow tray. And she takes that bag and empties it out, and here is an engagement ring with no diamond in it and a loose diamond. And she says, "You won't believe, you just won't believe what I found this morning." I says, "Well, perhaps what I'm looking at is this what you found?" She said, yeah, I found my diamond. I've been looking for this diamond for 3 years. "Okay, where did you find it?" "Well, I was cleaning out the refrigerator, and there it was." So my first, I did not pop and say, "Well, generally, does it take 3 years to clean out the refrigerator?" You know, that would have been, just disgusting for me to say, you know, insinuate that maybe she doesn't clean out the refrigerator more often than that. But anyway, we got past that point. And I looked at the ring and saw that the metal that holds the diamond in is just worn all to pieces. Right down to where it's about the thickness of tinfoil, and that's not going to hold a diamond into a ring setting. So she says, "Well, you know, it has been 38 years in the same setting." I says, real calmly, I look at her, I smile just a little bit, and I say, "Let me tell you, it's time to put in a brand new mounting. And you can have your choice of metals, one that'll last about as long as this, or one that'll last longer than you do. I got all kinds of ring mounts, and I can put your diamond, which was in, you know, really decent shape, of course. I can put it in a, and I can give you a special sales price." We had a special going on at the time, and she just came in, fell right into my trap, see? So, anyway, that was easy, but that's the first and only time anyone ever came in, they had found their loose diamond in the refrigerator. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, that just goes to show that should be on your top places to look is a refrigerator. So after we get off the net here, you should maybe check the refrigerator for that cable. There's a good chance, not a great chance, but a good chance it might be in there. But that sounds good. Let's see. I'll kick it back to you. Anything else? KK4JBQ, KU4JKV. Also, how did the audio sound from me doing the net on Echolink? Over.
Let's address the audio. It sounds marvelous. It really sounds good. I wouldn't be able to tell if you weren't, you know, if you didn't have the limitations. The audio sounds marvelous. The latency, there's a bit of latency, of course, and every once in a while there's a bit of a dropout, but that's all understandable. Echolink is a wonderful thing. It's absolutely free to every licensed amateur, and I've seen it do marvels. And it works when some other things just wouldn't work, just like today. Anyway, I think I'm talked out. I believe I said all I wanted to say, except good comeback with looking for the cable in the refrigerator. I absolutely know it's not in there. I've been in the refrigerator several times today. And anyway, there'd be no earthly reason. And you know this. The lady lost her diamond whenever it was, 3 years hence. She lost it when she reached in and felt a little tug or a little something. And she must have immediately found her diamond missing. But then she didn't remember that she'd been in the refrigerator and something was tugged on her finger. That'd be the time to stop everything and look for things such as that, but she didn't. And she had just taken the ring off. Where am I going to find that? And put it away for 3 years. She was happy to get it back. I was in a situation that was a good job. Dealing with the public sometimes is difficult, but I found that to be a really good public relations job because you're just always making people happy. You know, maybe it's their birthday or they're buying a gift for, you know, some loved one in their family and celebrating some special occasion or whatnot. Working in a jewelry store is really a fine place. Good place to meet people, too. Yes, I met some marvelous people there. Anyway, Duncan, thanks again for calling the net, and congratulations on running it via Echolink. We'll all have to remember this and keep it under our hat. KK4JBQ, I'll turn it back to you, sir. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.